Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents Bryce Courtney Storyteller, written and narrated by Christine Courtney. All rights reserved. We at Penguin Random House Australia acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the traditional custodians and the first storytellers of the lands on which we live and work. We honour Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' continuous connection to country, waters, skies and communities. We celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories, traditions and living cultures, and we pay our respects to elders past and present. For Bryce's beloved grandchildren, Ben, Jake and Marcus, and in memory of my darling husband, Bryce Courtney. In the end, if someone says, "Here lies Bryce Courtney, a storyteller," my life will have been worthwhile. Bryce Courtney, the age 1997. Preface. We have been storytellers since the dawn of time. I simply see myself as sitting under the banyan tree and saying, "This is what happened," and starting to tell a story. Bryce Courtney, May 2012. Bryce Courtney's iconic debut novel, The Power of One, opens with the simple but unforgettable line, "This is what happened." A born storyteller, Bryce claimed that these words formed the beginning of the eternal story we have wanted to hear since the dawn of time. Yet he never chose to write his autobiography. He would say, "What would be interesting about it?" And he would then quote his friend and fellow Australian writer Maurice West, who said, "There's just one problem about writing an autobiography. I don't much care for the central character." Perhaps Bryce also agreed with the sentiments of his great literary hero, Charles Dickens, who wrote, "I rest my claims to the remembrance of my country upon my published works." In April 2020, I sat down at my desk in Sydney and began to write a memoir of sorts of my own, the story of having co-founded in 1975 a pioneering adventure travel company called Australian Himalayan Expeditions. I eventually came to write a chapter that told the story of how Bryce and I first met in 1993.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?